glory and praises to the Most High and His Son. Thanking Him for another opportunity to get it right, to prove ourselves worthy before His great, terrible, notable day. Today's class topic is, the time is short. The time is short. Understanding, brothers and sisters, we're still in captivity, man. Being devoured, being ruled over. Heathen, ruled over by people who give two cares about us. Still depending on a food establishment, man. I ate something this weekend, and it gave me the runs. Get messed up my stomach. The conclusion of the matter is, man, the time is short. The time is short. And as a nation, man, we are behind. Walking around as if this place ain't defiled. Walk around as if the enemy don't truly seek to devour us. Can't even come together, man. Can't even love one another. But make no mistake, vengeance belongs to the Most High and His Son.
Right.
And some of us is going to cost us. It's going to cost us. Give me Psalms chapter 83.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 83, and verse 1.
Bring it out.
Keep not thou silent, O Lord.
We say, keep not silence, or what?
O God.
Read.
Hold not thy peace.
Hold what?
Hold not thy peace.
Man, we're crying out to our God not to keep His silence, not to hold thy peace. Read.
And be not still, O God.
And be not what?
And be not still, O God.
And be not still. As Israelites, as more mere mortal men and women, why do we walk around as if this lifetime is long? Here we got hundreds and hundreds of years. Walk around a proud of life like we're not gonna return to the dust.
Bring it up.
Like we're not gonna return to the ashes. How can we walk around full of malice, envy, hate, selfishness, and pride when we came in this world naked? Give me Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Read this out.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 19.
Read.
In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread.
Read.
Till thou return unto the ground.
In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the ground. Understand, we all got to return to the dust just as we came. How can we walk around a proud of life? Chasing the mammon. Chasing money. Take some wealth and we can't take it with us.
Bring it out.
Read.
For out of it was thou taken.
Read.
For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
It says, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Give me Ecclesiastes 12 and 17. Ecclesiastes 12 and 17.
This is the book.
Ecclesiastes 12 and 17 at the Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 17.
Verse 7 of the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
Again, verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
Read.
Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. All is vanity.
All is what?
All is vanity.
Understanding that all is vanity, man. Look around us. The buildings, the cars, right, the money, the fame, the fortune, the wealth is all vanity. It's all going to perish. So what out of man and Israelite as we should have walked? How should we walk? Give me Ecclesiastes 3 and 20.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 20. All go into one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again.
And all turn to dust again. And it just showed you, man, it's in the food. For pressure maketh the wise man mad. Why is the nation mad?
Bring it up.
Why is it that all we got to show for this walk, being awakened to his glory, is nothing but Facebook and YouTube?
Hey.
Where are the fruits of the nation? Where are our fruits as a nation? The time is short. Time is short. You know, coming to this walk, and we make that walk about our own self. But our own emotions, our own feelings about self, being self-willed, not understanding that it's about the nation first.
Right.
That it's about the nation first. Give me Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 15.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, and verse 18.
Verse 15.
Verse 15. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return.
Naked shall we with what?
Naked shall he return.
Naked shall we return. Naked shall we return. How can we walk around so proud? But the time ain't short. Read.
To go as he came.
To go as he what?
To go as he came.
Read.
And shall take nothing of his labor.
Nobody gonna be able to take nothing of our labor, man. Better get it right. Because each knee must bow down and confess. We all gotta go before the Most High and his Son.
That's right, man.
Oh, dude, read on.
Which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil.
It is a what?
This is a sore evil.
Read.
That in all points as he came, so shall he go.
In all points as we came, so shall we go.
Right.
So how can we walk around with malice, envy, hate, selfishness, and pride? We're supposed to be loving each other. But what is the importance of love? Give me Proverbs 10 and 12. Proverbs 10 and 12. Why is love so important?
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 12. Hatred stirred up strife.
Hatred stirred up strife. A lot of us walk around full of hatred, man. Full of hate. The nation is walking around full of hate.
That's right.
But read.
But love covereth all sins.
But what? Cover of the sins?
But love covereth all sins.
Ain't it the mission? Ain't that the mission to get our sins covered?
That's right.
Isn't that the mission? To get our sins blotted out?
Bring that out.
What is it going to take? I'll read that again.
Hatred stirreth up strife.
Hatred stirreth up strife. But read.
But love covereth all sins.
It said love that covereth up all sins. So how is it so hard? For Israel, I understand. Time is short. Give me Psalms. Chapter 89, verse 47. Psalms. Chapter 89, verse 47.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 89 and verse 47. Remember how short my time is.
Do what?
Remember how short my time is.
Read that again.
Remember how short my time is.
Remember how short my time is, man.
That's right.
Need to remember how short our time is. Read.
Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?
Read.
What man is he that liveth and shall not see death?
What man is that liveth and that shall not see death? See, we walk around like since we found out who we are, that the battle's already won.
Bring that up.
That we already claimed the victory, but it's far from the case. It's far from the case.
Right.
far from the case. Because Most High going to bring all our works into judgment.
Wake them up, Cap.
Read on.
Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave?
Shall any of us deliver our hand from us? Deliver our soul from the hand of the grave? Israel, let's get it together, man. The time is short. The time is short. Give me Isaiah chapter 13. Start at verse 6.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13 and verse 6.
Read.
How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand.
How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Read.
It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty.
Who's talking about that, man? We walk around as if this. Give me Psalms 49 verse 11. Psalms 49 verse 11.
The book of Psalms, chapter 49 and verse 11. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever.
You walk around as if it continues forever. Who's not pissed off at being in the world where everything is defiled around you?
Right.
But there's nothing but death all around you.
That's right.
You know, we go to the grocery stores owned by these heathen, and they give us nothing but fake foods, poison. As a father, you know, how did that make me feel? I got to give that same poison to my son.
Wake him up, Cal.
How should that make you feel, sister, that you got to get that same, feed that same poison to your husband? That we got to get the same poison to our nation. When are we going to realize, man? When are we going to realize when I'm waking out of sleep, understanding that the time is short? Let Israel tell it, man. All we got to show for this walk. It's nothing but a bunch of Facebook videos and YouTube videos, man.
Bring it out.
A lot of pictures and selfies, man. Is those pictures, and selfies gonna feed the nation?
Wake them up, right?
What about our children? What about our sons? What about our daughters? Israel, the time is short.
Right.
Time is short. Go back to Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6.
Isaiah, chapter 13 and verse 6.
Read.
How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty.
Read.
Therefore shall all hands be faint.
Nah, some hands.
All hands be faint.
Nah, some hands.
All hands be faint.
Read.
And every man's heart shall melt.
You understand the scripture saying that all hands shall be faint. And man's heart shall be melt. Every right. Man's heart shall melt. So how should we be walking while we have opportunity? It's telling us that the time is short. It's telling us that the time is short.
Bring that up.
So how are we to walk? How are we to walk? Go back to Psalms chapter 89, verse 47.
The book of Psalms, chapter 89 and verse 47. Remember how short my time is.
That's one thing we don't remember, how short our time is here.
Right.
One thing we don't take in consideration, how short our time is here.
Right.
And we know a man with 40, so we know that. And a lot of us who walk around sowing to the flesh.
Dude.
Selfish. Full of pride. When we came here naked, and we're going to leave naked.
That's right.
Read on up.
Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death?
Read.
Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave?
Read.
Selah.
Read.
Lord, where are thy former loving kindness?
Read.
Which thou swore unto David in thy truth. Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear and my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people.
Of all the mighty people. Read on, not.
Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed.
Give me one for Psalms 114, verse 7. Psalms chapter 114, verse 7.
The book of Psalms, chapter 114 and verse 7. Tremble, thou earth.
Do what?
Tremble, thou earth.
Time, Richard Buster. On this short and tedious life, in this short time, we need to be humbling ourselves and submitting ourselves.
That's right.
Read that again, now.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord.
Read.
At the presence of the God of Jacob.
At the presence of who?
The God of Jacob.
It's time for us to recognize.
That's right.
It's time for us to recognize. It's time for us to recognize. The problem is, man, the problem is, we so-called awake when we find out who we are. But the conclusion of the matter is, man, we go right back to sleep. We go right back to sleep. How can we have nothing to show but Facebook videos and YouTube videos when we are eating poison?
Bring that up.
Poison our water. Poison our food. Poison in the air. Poison the music. Poison on the TV.
That's right.
How can we walk around like everything 100, man? And the fruits of it, our fruits of it, of a nation as a whole, are absolutely deplorable.
Bring that up.
Absolutely deplorable. We have nothing to show for it. We have nothing to show. But understanding Israel that the time is short. Time for us to get it together. It's time for us to get it together. Give me Proverbs. Chapter 6, verse 4. Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 4.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 4. Go to the end, thou sluggard.
Proverbs 6 and 4.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, and verse 4. Like, give not sleep to thine eye, nor slumber to thine eyelid.
Christ said the Most High telling us not to give sleep to thine eyes, nor give slumber to thine eyelids. But we get the warning, but we go back with our everyday life cycle. You know, it's one thing to say that the famine is here, the pestilence is here. One thing to say that we can't get alone as a nation. But there's another thing to act on it. And the thing we fail to do is act on it, man. Because we've been rocked to sleep.
That's right.
Read that again, up.
Give not sleep to thine eyes.
But he's telling us not to give sleep to thine eyes, man. Give me Proverbs 19:15.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19 and verse 15.
Read.
Slothfulness casteth into deep sleep.
Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep. That's what's wrong with the nation, man. Not only have we been rocked to sleep, but we have been succumbed by our slothful spirit. How can we sit back and take pictures all day long, debate all day long, understanding that everything around us is poison and defiled?
Bring that up.
Again, it should make a wise man mad that he has to go in these stores and feed that same poison to his son and his daughters.
That's right.
Read that again.
Slothfulness cast it into deep sleep.
The nation has took on a slothful spirit. Slothful. Instead of wanting to come together and establish and sustain the nation, we want to debate and devour one another. United we stand, but divided we fall.
That's right.
Read that again, huh?
Slothfulness casts it into deep sleep.
Slothfulness is what casts a man into deep sleep. Read.
And an idle soul shall suffer hunger.
And idle souls shall suffer hunger. So I guess when the store shut down, it's two-thirds of the nation going to be suffer hunger.
Hey.
Because they have took on a slothful, idle spirit. That's going to cost us. It's going to cost us.
Right.
And that's going to cost us. Give me Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14.
It's a good book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. Wherefore saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. And Christ shall give thee light.
And Christ shall do what?
And Christ shall give thee light.
It shall be Christ that gives us light.
That's right.
Give me 1 Corinthians 15 and 16.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 16. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen?
So how can you truly awaken out of sleep if you haven't rose in Christ? For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? Read.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain.
Unless you walk as Christ, your faith is in vain. Your walk is in vain.
Right.
Read.
Ye are yet in your sin.
Ye are yet in your what?
Ye are yet in your sin.
Ye are yet in your what?
Ye are yet in your sin.
You awaken and you don't walk as Christ. You are yet in your sins.
That's right.
Read on.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
They're what?
Are perished.
Are what?
Are perished.
Are what?
Are perished.
The nation has perished.
Right.
They perish. Because these, this is the fruit of Christ. Give me Galatians 6 and 2. Galatians 6 and 2. Galatians 6 and 2.
This is the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Fulfilling the law of Christ is actually bearing the burden of the nation.
Right.
Bearing the burdens. Look around. Who's bearing the burden of the nation? Last time I checked, all Israel want to do was sell clothes.
Bring that up.
That's all Israel want to do, man. Sell clothes and rap and make mixtapes, man.
Right.
Is that a burden of the nation? What is that fixing? What problem is that fixing? What problem is that fixing?
Wake them up, yeah.
What problem is that fixing when the enemy feels this way about us? Give me 2 Esdras. 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 57.
This is the book of 2 Esdras. Chapter 6 and verse 57.
Read.
And now, O Lord, behold, these heathen which have ever been reputed as nothing have become to be lords over us.
Read.
And to devour us.
So if the heathen, they seek out to devour us and destroy us, what problem, what burden is a mixtape fixing? What burden is a debate fixing?
Hey.
What burden is malice fixing? What burden is envy fixing? What burden is hate and selfishness and pride fixing? That is not of Christ. That is not of Christ. That is not of Christ. Go back. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Start at verse 17 again.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15 and verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sin.
If Christ be not raised in each and every one of us, then our faith is in vain.
Right.
Read on.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
Read on.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable.
Read.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slip.
We should also be his first fruits.
That's right.
Read on.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
Read.
For as in Adam all died.
Whereas in Adam all died, at old man we all died. But read.
Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive.
And so in Christ shall we all be made alive. Israel, it's time for us to truly awaken, man, for the time is short.
That's right.
But the time is short. But the vengeance of the Most High and His Son is around the corner, man. Vengeance is around the corner.
Right.
Vengeance is around the corner. Give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6.
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 6.
Read.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others.
Let us not sleep as do others. Like I say, I went in and bought this. I bought this food at this store, and it messed me up. So, is this food gonna get better over as time goes, as time progress, or is it only gonna get worse?
Bring that out.
Or is it only gonna get worse? The conditions that we are in, will it get better over time, or will it only get worse? Israel, we must read that again.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Let us watch and be sober. Let us watch and be sober. Jump up to verse 1.
Verse 1. But of the time and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
We all know death could come upon us, each and every one of us, at any time.
That's right.
We know it.
Right.
Read.
For when they shall say, peace and safety.
That's all you see the nation, man. Peace and safety. A bunch of smiles. All they see is the sun shining in green grass. Nothing but peace and safety. But read.
Then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Then what?
Then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
It's going to be that sudden destruction coming upon us, man, as a nation. It's imperative that we watch. It is imperative that we watch and sleep not.
That's right.
Read.
As travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
What's going to happen to the nation?
They shall not escape.
What happened to them? What about his sons?
They shall not escape.
What about his daughters?
They shall not escape.
What about his wife?
They shall not escape.
They're not going to be able to escape.
That's right.
Because they fail to realize that the time is short.
That's right.
Read on.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.
Read.
Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
Because we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Give me 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13.
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep.
Concerning them which are what?
Which are asleep.
Man, the nation out here sleep.
Right.
They're asleep. The nation is out here sleep.
Wake them up.
Look at the times, man. Look at the times. Give me James. Give me James. Book of James. James chapter 2. Be James chapter 4. And verse 7.
This is the book of James. Chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
While we got this, while this time is short, while these days have been shortening, we ought to submit ourselves unto God. Read.
Resist the devil.
Resist that mind that holds you. Read.
And he will flee from you.
Read on.
Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded.
So the problem is, man, most of us walk around here double-minded.
Bring it out.
One foot in the world, one foot in this truth. Read that again.
Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded.
Read.
Be afflicted and mourn.
You told us to do what?
Be afflicted and mourn.
Read.
And weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning.
Read.
And your joy to heaviness.
Ain't nothing to laugh about here in this captivity. Lest I'm around my brothers. Ain't nothing joy is to be about this in this captivity. That's right. Around my brothers, man.
That's right.
That's around my family. But read that again, Enoch.
Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning.
Let your laughter be turned in the morning. Read.
And your joy to heaviness.
Read.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
That's the only way he's going to lift us up. Read that again.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
He shall lift us up, not nobody else, not anything else. Read on.
Speak not evil one of another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge.
Read on.
There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?
So who are we keep walking around worried about the next man? Worried about what she doing, worried about what he doing.
That
at the end of the day, we got to work out our own salvation. We're fearing and trembling our damn self.
That's right.
Read on.
Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city.
Read.
And continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain.
All Israel talk about what they got going a month from now, a year from now. Let's see what the Most High say. Read.
Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow.
None of us know what should be on tomorrow. Understanding that this time is short, that the time is short, that this lifetime is short. Read.
For what is your life?
For what?
For what is your life?
What is your life, brother? Sister, what is your life to the Most High and his Son? Read.
It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
Read.
For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that.
Read.
But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil.
Read on.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good. Read.
And doeth it not. To him it is sin.
Hold on. Pause right there. Pause right there. Give me 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 39. Pause that right there. 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 39.
The book of Maccabees.
Start at verse 38.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, and verse 38. So they rose up against them in battle on the Shabbat. And they slew them with their wives and children and their cattle to the number of 1,000 people.
So we walk around, we understand our people dying left and right daily. If they ain't getting their organs snatched, man, they get shot down by the police.
Right.
Read.
Now, when Matthias and his friends understood whereof, they mourned for them. Right soul.
Who's actually mourning for the nation? Who actually mourning for the condition of our brothers and our sisters?
Bring it out.
Read.
And one of them said to another, if we all do as our brethren have done.
If we all do as our what?
Our brethren have done.
Read.
And fight not for our lives and laws against the heathen, they will now quickly root us out. Of the earth.
They will quickly do what?
Root us out of the earth.
We will quickly be rooted out of the earth, man. This walk will turn into a mockery.
Bring it out.
But go back, hold that. Go back to James, the 4, verse 17.
The book of James, chapter 4, and verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doth it not.
We know, so we read on.
To him, it is sin.
We all know we're supposed to be loving our brother, loving our sister.
Right.
You got a problem with your brother and your sister. You go pull them to the side and you hash it out.
Right.
We all know that we ain't got no food here, that we have nothing as a nation, that we all supposed to be putting our hand to the plow.
Dude.
We all supposed to be laying brick. If you love your brother as ourself, you know you're supposed to be going hard for him just to make sure that he has food for his children and his wife, just like he gonna do for you.
Right.
But read that again, huh?
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doth it not.
We know what we do. We know what we need to do as a nation. But read.
To him, it is sin.
But if you do it not, to him, it is sin. Two-thirds of us are sin, man. Two-thirds of us are in sin.
Amen.
Two-thirds of us are in sin. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, we know what we ought to do as a nation. But doeth it not, to him, it is sin.
Right.
It is where we are in sin. We are in sin. Give me Romans 14:22.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 22.
Bring it out.
Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth.
Read.
And he that doubteth is damned if he eat.
Got a lot of doubt going around in the nation, man. A lot of doubt. A lot of doubt. Nobody ready to lay down your life for something, man. Nobody ready to die about this, man.
Bring it up.
Actually living this, actually breathing this. Read.
Because he eateth not of faith.
These people, we eat not of faith, man. Read on.
For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Is what?
Is sin.
Man, the nation operating sin, man. Give me 1 Corinthians 15 and 51.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15 and verse 51. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Instead of us actually getting rocked back to sleep, man, this should make you want to change. The sound of the alarm, the sound of the trumpets should prompt you to change, should prompt you to repent.
That's right.
Because the time is short. Read.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump.
Read.
For the trumpet shall sound.
For the what?
For the trumpet shall sound.
Now we don't hear the trumpet sounding. Read.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Read.
And we shall be changed.
But we should be what?
And we shall be changed.
Read.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Read.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Death is swallowed up in victory.
What?
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Israel, if the sound of the trumpet shall prompt each and every one of us to change.
Right.
So that we should not be all asleep. Read.
O death.
Oh what?
O death.
Read.
Where is thy sting? O grave. Where is thy victory?
Read.
The sting of death is sin.
It is what?
It is sin.
The sting of death is sin. Read.
And the strength of sin is the law.
Read on.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord, Yahweh Shah.
Through our Lord, Yahweh Shah. Through our Lord, Yahweh Shah. Give me Isaiah chapter 30. Start of verse 8.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever.
Read.
That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the
children
Lord.
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. If everybody walk in righteousness, who are the rebellious? Who are the lying? Read on.
Which say to the seers, see not.
I will do trying to tell you that, man, this place is falling. This place is falling. This place is falling. Read on.
And to the prophets, prophecy not unto us right thing, speak unto us smooth thing.
You're all trying to tell you that most of us going to die in our iniquity. Most of us gonna die horrible deaths.
Right.
Read.
Prophecy, deceits.
Prophesy deceits. Read.
Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Call the Holy One of Israel to cease from before.
Man, they want the Holy One of Israel to cease before them. Read on.
Wherefore thus said the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, the truth, and trust in oppression, and perverseness, and stay thereon.
What do we do as a nation? We trust in what?
Perverseness, and stay thereon.
We trust in oppression and perverseness. We trust in oppression and perverseness. Let that sink in, man. It's all smiles everywhere you see around the nation, as long as Walmart open.
Don't bring that up.
It's all smiles as long as we got money coming in. It's all smiles. But read that again, now.
And because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity.
By doing so, we despise the word, man. Despise our rock. Despise our strength and our true refuge and our true fortress. Read.
And stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall.
They're trying to show you that the breach is getting ready to fall, man.
Right.
Be crying out. Read on.
Swelling out in a high wall.
Read.
Whose breaking coming suddenly at an instant.
What's going to happen to this economy?
Suddenly at an instant.
Suddenly at a what?
At an instant.
Man, Israel, take heed. Please take heed, for the time is short.
Right.
For the time is short, man. For the time is short. Give me 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with vibrant heat.
With fervent heat, read.
The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up.
Read.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
With all holy conversation and godliness. Seeing then that all these things should be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Give me Romans chapter 12. Give me Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Read.
And be not conformed to this world.
The thing is, man, we have been conformed to this world. We're still living like the people out there. Wake up, get on our phones. Ain't trying to do nothing, man. Out of tune with nature. We still living like the only ones out there, man. We are. What has changed about our life? Besides the beer and the dress and the diet. What has changed? Nothing, man. We still living like the people out there, man. We still living like the ones that sleep.
Right.
We still living like the ones that sleep. Wake up, get on our phone, go to work, come home. When do we make time for the Most High and His Son? When do we make time for the nation?
No.
When do we bear the burdens of the nation? When do we walk as Christ and be the good shepherd and lay down our life for the sheep? Israel, I'm gonna understand that, man. Mm-hmm. Instead of changing, we are nothing. We have done nothing but just being conformed to this world. Mm-hmm. Read.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Israel ready to change their mind, man, because we still trust in oppression. We still trust in Walmart.
Right.
Read on.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Give me Daniel 12:2. Daniel 12:2.
This is the book of Daniel 12:2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Read.
Some to everlasting life.
There's only be a remnant of us that awaken to everlasting life. But read.
And some to shame and everlasting contempt.
But majority of us, we're going to be awoken to shame and everlasting contempt. Because we didn't take advantage of the opportunity bestowed upon us. We didn't take advantage while we was breathing. We didn't take advantage of the grace that was bestowed upon us. And it's going to cost us. Some of us is going to reap everlasting life. But some of us, our actions here in this short time, is going to yield and reap us shame and everlasting contempt. Read on.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
And those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Showing true love. Being an example. Showing your brother how to be a true brother. Showing your sister how to be a true sister. Showing the nation truly how to operate as Christ. Read.
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou.
That's all I want on that. That's all I want on that. Be many of us. Restart of verse 2 again.
Verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake some to everlasting life.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake some to everlasting life. But read.
And some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Most of us are going to be awakened to shame and everlasting contempt. Israel, understand that this time is short. The time is short. The time is short. The time is short. Give me Isaiah 55:6.
The book of Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Read.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him.
Read on.
And to our God. For he will abundantly pardon.
Our God will abundantly pardon, man. Time for us to forsake our ways, man. And return unto our God. The time is short. The time is short.
Right.
On that note, Shalom.